This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Stephen Pramutico, the founder of Dimi, and he's also got a new startup, and he's going to be the keynote speaker at this month's Telstra Business Awards. Good day, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Alan, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Now, I've used Dimi quite a few times, which is a restaurant booking service which you started and sold to TripAdvisor in 2015. So that was good. Tell us about your new thing, me and you.
So Dimi was an epic 10-year adventure. And after we sold to TripAdvisor, I felt like I just needed to stop and take a break. And it was there when I took a one-year sabbatical that I cracked my next idea, me and you. And it's a food tech business. It's a fintech business. And we're going to change the way that Australians order and pay in restaurants. So just like Uber, we're going to do that in the restaurant space.
Right, but Uber is getting the food at home. How does it work in a restaurant? Oh, and also tell us how you had the idea.
Yeah, so it's so after the Dimi journey, after the 10-year adventure, I felt a bit battered and bruised, and I just needed to take time and space. And I went and did this epic adventure. It's called the Camino Santiago, which is a 1,000-kilometer, 30-day walk from France all the way across Spain. And it was there that as I was walking across the country that, I cracked me and you. And, it's back in a space that I love, and it's fixing a significant issue in that space. So the way that it will work is that just like we order food at home, or just like the way we order Uber via a taxi, when you arrive at a restaurant, you will now be able to order and pay, get up and go without having to pay the bill at the end of a meal.
Oh, I see. Right. So what was the thing that came to you? What was the key to making that work?
Alan, I just love this industry.
Oh, that's the black box, is it? Tell us.
I grew up in a family where, it was never a foreign idea to be able to do whatever you wanted to do in life, and you didn't need to go and get a job or work for somebody else. So the idea of being a startup guy or being an entrepreneur was always a dinner table conversation at my home. And I always grew up around food and wine and, laughter and stories that happen around a dinner table. Yes, when I was walking the Camino, I kept coming back when I was thinking about my next idea. And true story is I had 37 of my next ideas. I fell in love with this one, and I fell in love with this one because it fixed a real problem in a space that I'm deeply passionate about, food and the restaurant industry.
I can see the problem. I mean, whenever you go to a restaurant, sitting there waiting for the bill all the time drives you crazy. So if you're going to fix that, I'm all aboard.
So Alan, the funny thing is on average, it takes 8 minutes to pay a bill at the end of a meal. And, we live in a world where we're time poor, where, where convenience is one of the single most important things for us. So we just want to make it easier and a better experience for consumers and for the restaurants.
I usually just get up and walk over and stand by the till.
As long as you don't just get up and walk out, it's okay.
No, that's right. So tell us why you were so battered and bruised at the end of the Dimi journey. Why was that?
Oh, startup. We all get into it because we want to make something better. And, for me, I deeply believed that, some of the best moments in life happen around the dinner table. But it was a 10-year slog. I was lucky enough to have an exceptional bunch of board of directors around me and an exceptional team. But it was tough. We almost ran out of money a few times. I had to put my parents' home on the line to kind of get it off the ground. I spent 2 years before I paid myself a cent. The ride's a tough ride. And, compounding that was the fact that I was a sole founder. So I did it all on my own. So it's an amazing adventure, lots of ups and downs, highs and lows. But, it's tough, and it takes when you're living and dreaming and thinking about something 24/7, it can take it can zap you. And I think at the end of 10 years, I kind of just, I just needed some time, and I needed some time and space. And I took a year off, and, you know, I'm so pumped and I'm so excited. And this next one's going to be bigger and bolder and, you know, more exciting than anything I've done before. But, you know, I felt like I needed to take time off to be able to be re-inspired again.
As I mentioned before, you're a keynote speaker at this year's Telstra Business Awards on the 20th of September, which is this month. What are you going to say? Give us a preview.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think is really important in this startup sort of small business community is that we fight and we play together. And, you know, I think as founders, you know, as people who have ideas, we constantly need to be surrounded by other success stories and people who, you know, we know, you know, are going through a similar experience to us, but people who have made it through. So I just want to share the story. I just want to, you know, help these startup people, these entrepreneurs, these creators and dreamers and founders, you know, I want to share with them some of the stories from my journey. So first and foremost, you know, the realization that anything is possible, you know, because Dimi should never have made it. Dimi, you know, shouldn't have got through the 10-year journey. We had bigger, fatter, better funded competitors come and try and squash us many times along the way. We made it because I had a small bunch of people who truly cared about what we're doing. So I just want to share some of those stories, and hopefully in sharing the Dimi story, inspire these guys in the room that they can do anything if they're willing to fight for it, and if they've got a belief and an idea that is bigger than them.
I presume it's more than just persistence and, you know, determination that gets you there, or is it? Is that what you're saying, that all it takes is persistence and determination and guts, or something else?
I'd say that the persistence and the resilience and the not giving in is a very, very big part of it, because, you know, like for me, I tried to raise capital 37 times and got rejected 37 times. And, you know, if you don't have a resilience and a self-belief and a, you know, a conviction in your idea, it would be so easy just to turn in and just go and get a job or just give up. So I think the resilience, like if you look at the ingredients, the resilience and the persistence is definitely a big part of the pie. The other bit that I think is, you know, is critical is surrounding yourself with exceptional people. So I was lucky through my Dimi journey that I had a bunch of people in my team who were willing to fight for something and willing to go and give it the extra mile, and a bunch of people on the board that included, you know, the boss of Facebook Australia, the boss of, you know, LinkedIn Australia, some exceptional people that could help steer and provide strategy and guidance for me and for the business.
When you sold it to TripAdvisor in 2015, the price wasn't disclosed. Can you tell us now what it is? It's 3 years later.
Yeah, a lot of people ask that question, but, you know, I just don't think it matters. You know, like I think, you know, what I found in TripAdvisor was that a partner that I believe could help take Dimi to the next level. So, you know, it's not disclosed purely from the perspective that, you know, I just, you know, I think it's, you know, the story here is that another Aussie startup made it and was acquired by a big international blue chip. And I don't think the number matters. I think what matters is that, you know, we made it, we got through, and, you know, we're now part of a great international business.
I suppose it only matters in the sense of it tells you how well you made it, I guess. It puts some sort of perspective on it, but that's fine.
See, funny, I mean, it's funny, Alan. Like, you know, I think, you know, if I think, you know, I always got into Dimi, and, you know, I never, ever in my wildest days thought that I would create a business that would ever be acquired, because I never cared about that. What I cared about was creating a business that made a difference. And I think if you create a business that makes a difference, then inevitably it's going to be of value to somebody along the way. And, you know, we had a lot of knocks on the door from, you know, people who wanted to buy us, you know, over the 10 years. You know, TripAdvisor, when Trip came knocking, it just felt like that was the right partner for us to, you know, for me personally, to hand my baby over to so they could take it further and bigger and make it greater than I ever could on my own.
Did they? Are you still working with them?
I finished up a year ago, so I did a 2-year earnout with them, and then I finished up a year back and did, you know, 12-month sabbatical, partly walking the Camino and then partly, you know, travelling the world and being re-inspired by some of the great tech companies on the planet.
Well, I'm looking forward to you launching Me and You. When are you going to do that?
So we hit the streets in September, so coming soon.
This month.
Super, Alan. Thank you and appreciate your time.
Thanks, Stephen. I've been talking to Stephen Promutigo, who's the founder of Dimi and got a new startup coming out this month called Me and You.